radio personalities think you want smoke?
Smoke, 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 smoke.
Call me Mr. Chimney. I want smoke.
Chill. You are now tuned into the motherfucking greatest. I want all the smoke.
It's about time.
It's about time. 100.
Episode 100.
Yeah. We in here for the 100.
Where the hustlers at?
Where the hustlers?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children above ages, you are now tuned into the world's most dangerous podcast. I want all the smoke.
Smoke, 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 smoke.
Yeah, and yep. With a lot of ado.
That's right. I just want to say, yo, man, we in century deep.
100.
Century deep.
Episode 100 of I Want All the Smoke.
Here we go. Okay, what up? It's your boy Idol, a.k.a. T, a.k.a. 10-4
at T.
T-T-T. A.K.A. Big E. I only been there once, but they already call your man Mr. Vegas. Killing with the nose.
Chit, chit.
A.K.A. Titty Boy, because I love them titties, boy.
Say it again for the niggas in the back.
A.K.A. Titty Boy, because I love them titties, boy. A.K.A. Money Making Mitch, A.K.A. Trinitron Don, A.K.A. Swing Low. Sweet Sherry.
You're a nigga.
Yeah. A.K.A. 2 years older, two years wiser. A.K.A. Where the weed at? A.K.A. the nigga that bring the bottle. The nigga that lead a bottle. Reppin' that smoke mine. Stay to the line.
Straight.
Run up, get done up, nigga.
Don't make me have to raise your son up, nigga. From, I don't know the rest.
Yeah, whatever. We already got it.
We got it. We're there. And it's your boy Will Hayes, a.k.a. the habitual line stepper, Willie Camozzi.
Murderer.
A.k.a. the aristocrat, because we drinking with our pinkies up.
Toodaloo, motherfuckers. Yeah. That's good, Appleton.
That's very, very, very good, very good. A.k.a. the mayor.
Hear ye, hear ye.
The ombudsman.
Town hall is in session.
Illuminati Giuliani. The truth is out there.
Truth is out there.
A.k.a. I'm knocking on some doors and I'm looking for some whores.
Whores here.
Will Hove is witness.
Hallelujah. Amen.
A.k.a. my mouth is a curse, but my tongue is a blessing. If Shorty acts up, I'm going to teach you that lesson. The Silver Tongue Gorilla.
Ra, ra.
A.k.a.
Beware of the ramp sex.
The Last Boy Scout, a.k.a.
Call me Mr. Chimney.
Because I bring the smoke in many flavors. Young Shisha, Harry Hookah.
Hookah, 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 hookah.
Hadouka. I believe we deserve a round of applause.
Yeah, hadookah.
Hadookah. Harry Hadookah. It's our 100th episode.
That's right, 100. Not 100, 100.
It's the 100 episode. That's 100 weeks.
H-U-N-N-I-D, 100.
100, that's a milestone. So out of 100, what's some of your favorite moments? Like some of your favorite smoke moments?
Oh, man.
I was going to put together a clip show like Seinfeld, but I didn't have the patience.
Oh, okay, fair enough. That's a lot of episodes to go through. You'd probably have to keep highlights after every episode, like an archive to do that. Because that's a lot. That's like some of those early episodes, we were going hard for 3 hours and shit.
Yeah, that's true.
I'd have to say, you know what, the fucking, the Simpsons ankle.
The Simpsons.
My man's
the
ankle.
Mr. Burns ankle. Yo,
the
that
fucking
was,
ankle was good shit. That shit, yo, I still laugh about that.
We roasted
ankle.
Them hard over
that. Yeah, the ankle was good. That was hilarious. A couple good interviews, you know what I mean? When K stopped by, that was a good one, you know? Yeah. A couple good arguments, you know what I mean? Yeah, man, there's been a lot of highlights. How about you?
I think one of my favorite ones was the Trinitron story.
Oh yeah, Trinitron Don.
The Trinitron story had me. That I was rolling.
Yeah, that was a crazy story, man. I think about that. I'm like, why, nigga? Why did you tell people?
Yeah,
that
why'd
on
you tell
air?
That story?
Like, oh well.
Even
you know how
like,
it is.
Editing it, like I was like pissing myself. I'm like, this is the funniest shit I've ever heard.
No, that was funny shit, man. Thank God it ain't like that no more.
You know, and yeah, of course we've like the interviews that we've done. I love the interviews that we've done. Kay and Thaddeus. I think Thaddeus is a highlight when he comes by.
Thaddeus definitely is a highlight when he come true.
Next time he comes, he's gonna be sitting at the table with us.
Cheer. Do a little drinking.
Yeah, a little bit.
Hopefully he has a couple little sips.
You know?
But yeah, no, the Trinitron story was a really good one. Your whole shit story was good.
Oh yeah, the shit and
hoe. Yeah, there's a lot of hey man, there's a lot of good stories, you know what I mean? Go back, previous episodes, the because
prostitute.
Even if it isn't the latest news, we have plenty of conversation and good anecdotes in there. So yeah, no, I think it's been great conversation for 100, and I'm ready to hit second 100.
The second 100.
Second 100.
We starting, and I don't know why, but for some reason, like when you go onto Apple Podcasts, it says that this is season 4. So I think I've been typing in seasons.
Oh, okay, interesting. So this season four. Shoot,
I guess.
Yeah.
I
want to renegotiate my contract after this season. Though.
Right? Me
if
too.
If it's seasonal.
Let's
see. Nigga, you who I'm negotiating with.
That's what I'm wondering.
He's like, me too, nigga.
Yeah, I want to renegotiate my contract.
I was
going to
ask myself what I was going to use
gonna
some fucking paper.
I'm going to sit at home
paper,
by myself
nigga,
and just.
Yeah.
Try and figure out something to do for an income. How was your week, though?
It wasn't too bad. You know what I mean? I watched a bunch of stuff, did a lot of research and study, as always nowadays. You know what I mean? But other than that, I watched last week I did watch the UFC fight. It was all right, but man, sports without a crowd is hard, my G. I'm worried about football and basketball.
It just wasn't.
It's just, you know what? I think football will still do because you could easily pipe in some crowd noise and you would get somewhat the feel. You might not get the cheering, but basketball, if it's just going to be like, clang, clang, because I've watched Summer League and it's hard, man, because like even with the announcers, it still you get a dry feel to it. So,
yeah.
I watched that. That was pretty good. But other than that, it was a pretty average week, just doing the thing.
What'd
you get up to this week?
Finally got the internet hooked up at the new spot.
Oh my god! I know they fucking put that shit off. I would have been like 13 complaining.
Days, B. 13 I know. Days. I would complain, but it's like, what are they gonna do?
Yeah, no, exactly why I said I want to. I didn't say I would, because who was going to fall on deaf ears? Niggas got, like, pretty much a monopoly.
Yeah, true. And you really can't, like, it's like, oh, we're going to get there sooner. We'll try and get there sooner if we can't. Sorry.
Yeah, like, what are you going to do? There's two companies. You obviously called us for a reason.
Yeah, because I was under contract.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
I got a year left. Whatever.
I just signed some long shit with them, so.
Yeah, it was at the point where I thought I was going to be with them forever.
Yeah, but I mean, like for me, I've had Shaw for like almost 20.
Yeah.
So it's easy for me to sign another 5 to get the rates that the current rates I'm getting, right? Because I got the 300 megabit, the fastest shit or whatever, and all that with everything, and it only comes like $100 a month. So I was like, hey, I've already had it this long. I'm not going to cancel the internet. What's another little bit? You know what I mean? So
exactly. I think I might be shutting the cable down.
Yeah. You
know, everything we have is everything we watch is like we can get it online.
Yeah, exactly. And then, like, hey, I don't know if I'm exposing myself, but I do have, like, an Android box that pretty much is, like, mad faithful. So I got, did we talk about the time that I signed up for that Real to Bridge shit?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay. But anyways, yeah, there's a thing. So when you have those Android boxes, you can sign up for a thing called Real to Bridge, and then the streams that it gives you are dedicated.
It only costs,
like, $2 a month or something like that. But, like, these streams play because it's hard to play the Android box when movies be kicking out the last 10 minutes and you can't get it to play. Like, it's too fucking annoying. So, hey, for $2 a month, I've watched so much shit. Like, I would definitely get it. So, yeah, man.
Yeah, I need to pick up an Android box, actually. I want to get one of those.
Yeah, I suggest you know who to hit up because he's got the best ones, man.
Yeah.
Easily. So, but I don't promote pirating. You know
it's
what I mean?
Not,
I'm just saying.
Android box just to play the games.
Yeah, yeah. We just play exactly. Games, exactly. And I like to watch TV shit that's already free and like a ton of shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because we don't want to get in trouble by Viacom.
No, absolutely not. Because you know what happens. Viacom come for
you. They're going to come for you just like they did Nick Cannon.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I heard about this story, man. What happened? Tell them what happened.
Yeah, so Nick Cannon has a podcast, kind of like a podcast, kind of like a radio show, da da da, called Cannon's Class, right?
Yeah.
June 30th. He had Professor Griff on there, who was part of Public Enemy before leaving the group after making anti-Semitic remarks. But he didn't leave. He was ousted.
Oh, okay.
But on the podcast, Cannon said that black people are the true Hebrews and talked about anti-Semitic conspiracy theories involving the Rothschild family.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, it's never hate speech. You can't be anti-Semitic. We are the Semitic people. When we are the same people who they want us to be, that's our birthright. We are the true Hebrews. He kind of broke it down, and I don't think that's a conspiracy theory. I think that's like it's in literature. So he wasn't like he was just reciting stuff from literature and using it as reference points, right?
Yeah.
A couple.
But you can't
nah,
you fuck can't. With them dudes.
No.
You know what I mean? Like when you can, like, think of how illegal they've made it to even say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're allowed to talk conspiracy theories about anything else.
Anything.
But you mention them once.
It's over.
And it's a wrap, dude. Like, think. Like, even the what's the word I'm looking for? When the contrast or whatever, the comparison between the fact that Breonna Taylor's killers are still free.
Right.
And yet Nick Cannon got slapped quick.
Quick.
Like, you really can't say anything.
Took them to arrest the killers of Breonna Taylor.
Yeah. Like, yo, man, they don't play. Like, if you want to, hey, I don't even want to get us shut down, but if you're wondering who runs the entertainment industry, I think it's quite clear. Like, you can't even say anything. And you know what the funny thing about it is that in that, so he got slapped down because of making anti-Semitic marks, but I remember reading somewhere that he actually even said derogatory things about white people.
Yeah, they said
he said they were lesser.
Animals.
They didn't. Nobody gave a fuck about that.
No one said nothing.
It's just like, yo, hey, but when you talk about
The Jews,
it's over with.
Well, what did Ruck say? Ruck and Rock. Yeah, Ruck said, Jews run it, niggas run around in it.
Yeah, pretty much, man. I don't think there needs any more proof than the current what just happened and how quick.
Yeah, look what they almost did to Ice Cube. So there's that one mural that was up, and it's four Hasidic Jews.
Yeah,
playing Monopoly, and the board's being held up by slaves.
Yeah.
And Ice Cube tweeted the picture, and a bunch of people retweeted it, and they tried to cancel Ice Cube.
Yeah, because that's an anti-Semitic statement, you know what I mean? And I didn't really understand it because I've only been really getting into a bunch of this shit recently.
Yeah.
So I did do a little, like, a gang of research on what he was saying because I didn't actually get why it was anti-Semitic and why it was like it was, right?
Hit me.
So basically, I looked up into the... So what he was talking about is he's talking about the black Hebrew Israelites that were created in 1892.
Okay.
And basically, the black Hebrew Israelites, also called Hebrew Israelites, are groups of African Americans who believe that they are the descendants of ancient Israelites.
Mm-hmm.
Black Hebrew Israelites incorporate the religious beliefs and practices of both Christianity and Judaism, though they have created their own interpretation of the Bible. Many of them choose to identify as Hebrew Israelites or Black Hebrews rather than Jews in order to indicate their claimed historic connections. So basically that's what, so basically he was saying, let me kind of just move on here. Basically, the Black Hebrew Israelites are basically almost like the KKK of black people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of their rhetoric is that the Jews, the current Jews, are evil devils and they're imposters.
Oh.
And the real Hebrews and God's chosen people
are
the black. Exactly. And that's why it starts to be hate speech, because you're saying basically all Jews are devils.
So
and
he was
imposters.
So he didn't actually go in to say that, but he did kind of recite some of the beliefs that the black Hebrews believe in.
Exactly. Which so is like almost
anti-Semitic by proxy.
Just by proxy. Like, when you even bring them up at this point, right? And when they first...
These are the motherfuckers that be standing on the corners in New York
and
they're holding their own Bible and they're preaching and they're yelling at people.
Exactly. And they're the ones who had the... I don't know if they had the incense back in the day, if that wasn't just Nation of Islam Muslims. But yeah, they're the ones who are standing on the corner doing a lot of the street preaching.
Yeah.
Which now, of course, has turned into virtual preaching because of the internet, right? So... Just like alt-right, like all this, like now they have an avenue, right? Like those movements couldn't flourish like they are today. And even like there's a lot of bigger celebrities that are really into this Hebrew Israelite thing. Like Kendrick Lamar has been known to be kind of flirting with it and other shit. And he's gotten backlash for it. You know what I mean?
They're even giving Kendrick backlash?
Yeah, because
Kendrick kind of seems to be above backlash. Like, you never see Kendrick get backlash.
Yeah, but I guess he's gotten backlash because of that. Because basically, the Black Hebrew Israelites doctrine states that Africans to be God's chosen people and the real descendant of the Hebrews mentioned in the Bible. Extremist Black Israelites believe that Jews are inherently evil imposters and that all whites are deserving of death and slavery.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Oh, God.
So I was wondering why it was wrong, because I was like, why? What's so... I was wondering why it was so wrong, right?
Yeah.
So they think that if you go through, I guess if you go through like the ancient biblical maps, it actually kind of shows that perhaps Africa is part of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where this whole real belief comes in, right?
Oh, like, Okay.
But the racist factions are only few and far between, just like a lot of things, right? Not all black Israelites think are just like, yo, death to white people.
So there's the extremists of
yes, just yeah. like anything, there's the extremists. Like, I guess nowadays, today, a lot of them, like back in the day, they actually thought that they had to reclaim Israel.
Oh,
and kill all the, you know what I mean? But nowadays, they just want to go live their life in Israel, which they believe is the holy land that they also come from. So
why don't they? People aren't allowed to move to Israel?
Well, it's really hard. I guess it's a little bit hard to get the citizenship. So a lot of dudes end up moving there. And actually, there is actually a big community. I think it was between 20 and 40,000 mm-hmm. people who already live there. And it's a black community with their own laws and rules and everything like that, their own like little governmental system. One of the reasons why it's hard to kind of move there is because a lot of the black Israelites believe that this is their homeland. So they don't want to go through the regular citizenship channels to acquire citizenship.
So, but wasn't where Israel is now
mm-hmm.
compared to Israel in the Bible?
Yeah.
Wasn't where Israel is now, wasn't that created? So wouldn't they, why would they want to move to the created Israel? Why wouldn't they want to move to like where the original Israel,
I don't, that I, they think was? That's like one thing Africa. That I got to be honestly, I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know why they're trying to live, but I guess that's just the accepted, because, you know, there's a lot of backlash and there's a lot of uprising over the Holy Land, right? Like mm-hmm. as much as, you know, nowadays, you know, I'm not 100% backer of religion at this time. But nowadays, it's almost like you forget how powerful religion is to some people and yeah. how much it really did drive in history.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this land, which is being fought over constantly, is just because Jesus walked there. Everybody believes that that's where they should be because they believe that that's the closest to divinity they'll ever get.
And
right?
they're the rightful owners.
And they're the rightful yeah. owners of those places, right? So at first, I didn't get it. I had to do a bunch of research because I was like, why? Why are they so against him saying this? But I guess that rhetoric that the Jews are imposters is where it becomes like anti-Semitic, right? Because mm-hmm. you're basically saying the current Jews are liars and devils.
Right. Now, okay, but is that anti-Semitism or just criticism?
Well,
because I know like I don't want to say they, but I know there's been a lot of times people have been canceled, not and they say they're being anti-Semitic, but they're just being critical of a specific group of people's conduct. So is
exactly.
that wrong?
I don't think, you know what? I don't think that, I guess if you look at it in some of these frames where they're literally saying that the land was stolen and everything like that, I guess, because they also say that it's weird. They try to revise history.
Right.
And there's direct evidence to show otherwise. Like old scholars wrote about the transatlantic trade, slave trade, and how Jews were traded as slaves and right. how they landed into immigrants in America. But the black Hebrew Israelites have almost rewritten the history in their own minds to mean that they say that the slave trade was a metaphor for America. Like, I didn't read all into their revisionist history, but they're basically just saying that Jews are liars, man. And that's really where... You know
so,
what I mean? Like, is
like,
it
so
like
if you're Jewish, you're automatically a liar? Is what they're saying?
Is like, what they're kind of saying? If you don't believe that blacks are the true Hebrews, right? The true, yeah, exactly. So
that's some crazy shit.
Yeah, I know. I had to look into that one because I was like, what the? Why is this so bad? Like, why? Who cares if? But it's a conspiracy theory to yeah. a degree. Right. You know what I mean? So to fire him over it quickly is just funny and shows you
quick fast
who's really running things.
Quick fast. I think the most damning thing that he would have said is that because Europeans, based off of their history, they are closer to animals and savages, I think he said, than
yeah.
anybody else and everything like that, which is one of those things where it's like everybody's had that conversation. Everybody's had the conversation of look how European countries have got their land and everything like that
yeah.
compared to everything else. But then it's like, okay, well then it kind of sounded like he was saying that black people are incapable of savagery. And then I'm like,
I don't know about that, bro.
You know
like,
what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
if you look at the mine, like the diamond mines, when they have kids working diamond mines in Africa, you got kids going, you got African warlords putting 12-year-old, like, machine
yeah,
guns in the
like,
hands of 12-year-old kids. And you
yeah.
know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think your race.
Like, Joseph Kony.
Yeah,
Shit who are, like, doing horrible things. So,
I don't think your race depicts if you're an animal or not. I think, A, your nature and your nurture.
Yeah.
And B, like, money.
Yeah.
A lot of people are savages because of money and opportunity.
The funny thing is that really shows you the encompassed power.
Yeah.
Even criticism gets you fired, man. I want black people to have that power.
I wish.
Where if you just even said something about a nigga, then you get fired. Like, how do we get that? Like,
yeah, how do we get? Well,
you know what I mean? You got to get power. You got to own Hollywood. You got to own everything.
Keep the money in our community and then use it to build up a huge community that people like the entertainment industry.
So that we have tons of billionaires at the tables, right? Yeah. Who can really call shots, because that's what it is. They just canceled him quick just because you can't even say, like we said, man, Breonna Taylor's killers are walking free. This nigga got fired in a day. You know what I'm saying? So that's
a job that he worked at he was with Viacom for over 20 years.
Yeah. And he was
youngest head writer for Nickelodeon. Like,
yeah. So I don't know, man. I don't know. It's crazy.
If they were going to fire them, they should have just fired him for Love Don't Cost a Thing.
Yeah, and some of his movie choices.
Like,
absolutely.
He had one good role. He blew out the gate with Drumline and said, you know, I could act all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you can't.
But it's a funny way the world's going, man. It's a funny way.
Yeah. And I know Diddy and Revolt reached out to him and said, yo, 100% black going, let's go. I think the funniest thing outside of this is The Source put out a post saying, hey, Nick Cannon, come to The Source. Come work for us. I'm like, nobody
who works for
wants to work for The Source. The Source is like one kid.
Yeah, in his basement. To wrestle up a couple of, nah, man.
Right? The Source ain't been shit since Benzino left, man. Since Jay and fucking everybody ran through them.
But I just want to say, man, it just shows you, like, you got to be careful before you come out like blickety black.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, too many dudes right now, too many people, you know what I mean? On every level, like, even people we know, they're just coming out with some crazy blickety black, and they don't realize the ramifications. You know what I mean? Like, I believe that if Nick Cannon had a good team around him that really cared about his well-being, they might have pulled him aside. You know what I mean? And been like, listen, man, I just want you to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
By bringing Professor Griff on your show. Like, who, how do you not want, like, you, like, white people are going to hate you if Professor Griff is on your show. It's just a known thing. Like, some of these activists and stuff like that, some of the dudes who really speak about, one of the guys I listen to a lot, he speaks a lot about reparations and stuff, but he's got, like, crazy financial PhDs, you know what I mean? And so they invite him places to speak because he knows a lot, and he even said that he has to sometimes tell people, like, yo, are you sure you want to do this?
Yeah.
Because you might not have a job by the time I'm done. You know what I mean? Like,
you want to have me on.
Yeah. Like he said that sometimes he looks at his speaking engagements and he sees like somebody wants him to come talk about black finances to the shareholders of the Bank of America. And he's like, I don't think you want to do that, bro. Like he said like he's taken speaking engagements like that. And within 10 minutes of talking about reparations, like half the room is cleared out and
they're
shit.
They're leaving. Yep.
And he's like, yo, I won't water it down. So you got some of these dudes like Griff, he won't water it down at this point, and he's got some heavy beliefs, man. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to be able to carry those if you want to be on some blickety blackness, and, you know, you got to be careful. Even Snoop, you know, he went out, called Gayle a dog-headed bitch, did all this stuff, and, hey.
They almost canceled Snoop.
Exactly, and almost he had to come out and say he was sorry, and you know what I mean? And it's always funny because the first they make some of these niggas, like, beg for forgiveness.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, two apologies, three apologies. Like, even Snoop had his first apology. Even Nick Cannon's first apology was just like, yo, sorry, you know what? I didn't mean to hurt no one. Then the second apology is like, I would just like to communicate to the current masses that my current actions were in error. Like, it's just not even him writing it. They just almost be, like, they're just like, yo, do it this way.
Yeah.
Do it this way.
And like, that just shows their control, their thumb over us.
Exactly. You know what I mean? If you ever had a doubt. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah. Hold on 2 seconds. My dumb ass probably won't hear it that much, but I got to turn the fan off. I don't know why I kept that.
I can't hear it in the back. I can't hear it.
I can hear it a little bit, but just I don't even know how to do the mic.
Yeah. No, it's all good.
But
yeah, man, it's crazy stuff. Crazy stuff with the people running the world like that if you ever had a question. You know what I mean? So I don't know, man. I hope that Nick Cannon, like, it sounds like he didn't get dropped from Fox, so he still has a job. You know what I mean? And I hope he continues to, you know, get paid and stuff like that. But
yeah, I think they kept him on What's that one? The singing,
the Masked Singer.
Masked Singer. Yeah, I think they kept them on Masked Singer.
Yeah.
But my thing is this. Okay. Excuse me. So they give us. So this is one of the things where it's like they. This is like along the lines of they're giving us everything we ask for. They give us everything. They will give us everything except what we ask for.
Yeah.
So we want, like you said, the killers are Breonna Taylor.
Yeah.
Right. So what do? They write Black Lives Matter in front of Trump Towers.
And like little gestures that don't really mean nothing, man. And did you know that actually that shit got vandalized again?
Again.
Yeah, man. That was a recent story in the news. They were saying that the Black Lives Matter mural in front of Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue in New York City has been vandalized again. A video caught two women splattering blue paint on the new mural, which was also targeted earlier this week, because I know earlier this week someone put some red paint on it.
Yeah, or something like that.
And this time it was blue. One of the women, 39-year-old Juliette Germanata, that's a weird name, Germanata, was wearing a rainbow flag, a Keep America Great face mask, and an All Lives Matter shirt. It should be all lives. All includes Black lives, brown lives, and white lives, Germanata said. The incident happened around 4 p.m. Friday, sparking screams and outrage from the witnesses. And Germanata actually announced her plans to vandalize the mural on Facebook. You know what I mean? She made a post saying this Friday, 4 o'clock, be ready for Operation Paint Drop.
Operation Paint Drop?
Yeah.
That okay, Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. So police said that four Karens were involved in the vandalism, Germanata and two others. They were arrested and charged with criminal mischief, and a 64-year-old woman was issued a citation for handing out flyers.
Okay.
Illegal flyers. She was posting them everywhere, probably about like how
illegal flyers?
Yeah. So, and then again, that was the second time the mural's been vandalized, and they quickly fixed it. So what do you think, man? Do you think it's all too much, or white people are too mad, or ain't mad enough? Or what do you think about the Black Lives shit getting vandalized?
First of all, fuck the Black Lives Matter mural in front of fucking Trump Towers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's quit holding carrots in front of our faces.
Yeah, exactly. You like you're trying saying? To show issues of stances of solidarity.
New York put a big sign
mm-hmm.
just so we could be like, no, the hell they don't.
Yeah, exactly. Because we're there.
You guys are lying. Black Lives Matter. Okay. The killers of Breonna Taylor are still walking free.
So you know what? I've been kind of working it over in my mind, and I did have a question for you, and I might have changed my stance, and this might seem come off harsh, but hey, it is what it is with me. So I wanted to ask you, is All Lives Matter and shit at this point a racist sentiment?
Until I see All Lives Matter being yelled somewhere other than Black Lives Matter, until I see someone saying, and someone's putting paint over the rainbow crosswalks, until I see someone going into a cowboy bar and saying All Lives Matter, until, like, because at the end of the day, you only say All Lives Matter when someone says Black Lives Matter.
Exactly.
When we said Pray for Paris, didn't say all countries matter. When exactly. we said pray for Vegas when that shooting happened,
they didn't say all victims matter. Yeah. They didn't say all victims matter. And that's pretty much my stance at this point too. I know it's a harsh stance, and like I know white people are, and I don't mean to say it like that, but I know people are going to be mad by this stance. But basically, I also agree that at this point, all lives matter is kind of racist, and so is Blue Lives Matter and White Lives Matter. Because of what you said in the beginning, I was like, you know what, people maybe don't understand. I get it. You don't feel included.
Mm-hmm.
They think that we're saying that their lives don't, but I feel like at this point,
you should know.
You know exactly what the shit means.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, White Lives Matter, it literally was created to tell niggas to go home.
It was.
So, I don't understand how you don't break that down to somewhat of a racist sentiment at this point. Like, I don't think you're being genuine, man. Like, if you're yelling that over the Black Lives, like, sure, you couldn't even wait. You had to start a protest to protest our protest. Like,
yeah,
you don't do. No one does that about anything else, barely.
And if you feel like All Lives Matter, if you hear someone say Black Lives Matter, you're going to be like, yep, you're right.
Yeah.
And then go about your business.
Exactly.
If you don't want to be this, like, Black Lives Matter. You sure are correct. That's it's encompassing of all lives. So yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I'm just gonna go about my business.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But number two, blue lives. What the fuck is a blue life?
Yeah, that doesn't even exist. That's ridiculous.
You know what I'm saying? That's an occupation. That's like saying cashier lives matter.
Yeah.
Or a black and white stripe lives matter for the referees to be fucking up their calls. Like, no. It's an occupation.
And it just shows you how far they're willing to go to tell niggas to go home.
It's like, yo, well, police officers die in the field all the time. It's like, yes, which is tragic. But at the end of the day, they chose an occupation where that is a hazard and a possibility.
Yeah. Why aren't you yelling? If you want to talk about niggas killed in the field, why don't you yell Green Lives Matter?
There you go.
And talk about the army and niggas who really are fighting wars and shit. Like, I'm not saying that the cops aren't in a dangerous position. And I'm not saying that their lives don't matter. I'm just saying, why don't we let this go through? And then if you want to talk about, if you're like, hey, you know what? Through that whole Black Lives thing, I come to realize that cops are important and blah. And then start your own shit after. To have to scream it in the faces of people and then you name it the same thing. And then it's just so dumb. Like, I don't know how you couldn't see it as being a direct opposition.
And they, you know what they do? And at the end of the day, I feel like people that yell "All Lives Matter" feel left out. They're the kid that, oh, if you're not gonna get picked, they're gonna take the ball and go home.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Pretty much. All lives matter. Okay, but someone saying Black Lives Matter, you know, unless you're the most incompetent human in your 20 plus years of being on Earth. Just because someone says something that points to one, like if I said, yo, water, I love the taste of water. Am I negating? Like, what type of person says, well, he does not like any other beverage.
Yeah.
Because he specifically right now said he likes the taste of water.
Milk is good.
Milk is trash. Like, what about milk? Well, milk is good, but I like the taste of water.
Yeah.
You like beer? I love beer. Why didn't you say beer? Because I just told you that I like fucking water. Like, get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? I think these are the people that they feel left out.
It's yeah.
Like they, and they might not even be racist. They're like, well, no. I just want to be a part of something too.
Yeah.
And you know what? My life should matter too.
I know that I said that we're coming off kind of harsh, and I know that there are probably some listeners who are like, what the fuck? I don't automatically think that you're racist, but I do think at this point, All Lives Matter is a racist sentiment because only saying it in direct opposition to Black Lives Matter. You never said it before. It isn't a cause that existed. It isn't anything but something you literally made up to fucking go fly in the face.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't agree at this point. And that doesn't mean that I think you're racist if you say All Lives Matter.
Right.
I just think it is a racist sentiment at this point.
I believe it is.
It doesn't mean, because I know how half the people are doing it. I've been someone who always wanted to just like buck the trend and be like, what? Like, even with some of the pride parades, we were just like, well, guy, you don't see straight pride parade. Where's our parade?
Yeah.
You know, now I kind of get that. I've even come out and said, yo, man, I was wrong about that.
Mm-hmm.
People deserve their day. You know what I mean? They deserve to bring light to their causes and whatnot. So definitely, I'm going to let those kind of things go through. I totally understand. And yes, it did take me seeing this and the opposition to it to understand. I'm not saying that I was perfect from the get-go.
Have your shoes on the other foot to be like, you know what? I understand.
Yeah, like let them have their day. Like, but still, I never showed up at their rally with a Straight Lives Matter sign or like straight people parade signs and shit. So like, I don't get, like you could just... Me and you had a conversation with it amongst ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't go disrupt their it wasn't a protest, more of a celebration.
Celebration, yeah.
We're not disrupting their celebration or trying to, and there is people out there doing that. And I thought, and I still even then thought that was ignorant because there's no reason to be out there protesting. Let the dudes have their day. And then if you feel that strongly about a straight pride parade, well, throw one,
have a parade.
Have just a regular parade for sexuality.
I think that would be boring as fuck. Like a straight pride parade. Like, I think that would be a boring ass fucking parade.
Yeah, because it would just... Yeah, I don't know. I agree.
I feel like it would just be like a bunch of like conservatives walking. I picture like 90s jean, like the 90 jeans moms walking down.
Mom jeans and dad jeans. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the
fucking dad sneakers, the New Balance joints.
A whole bunch of motherfuckers that the just white be doing chunky it missionary joints. All the time.
Exactly.
Nah. Yeah, the white New Balance chunkies.
The chunky New Balance white joints with the blue, they're usually blue.
You know?
Yeah.
Hey, Martha, so, straight pride. You said it, Stan.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Like,
playing fucking good old fashioned country music.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't want to come off like I think that all the people, like everybody who says that's racist. But at this point, I do think it's crazy ignorant to say that. And I do believe that you're at this point, you're really just saying it to go directly against Black Lives Matter, which is a bit of a racist sentiment. I'm sorry I had to say.
If you're saying it direct, just to directly go against Black Lives Matter, then you are a racist.
Why else would you be saying it at this point?
Exactly.
And right? Like you could. We all know all lives matter. We've already discussed that. Anybody who has ever said Black Lives Matter has come out and said, no, we know all lives matter. We know. Mm-hmm. So stop saying it. But you just can't stay in your seat for 2 days. You just can't. You just have to be like, no, niggers.
You know why it is? Raisins and potato salad make motherfuckers antsy.
True that.
Like that just makes it's like ants. You ever had like ants, on a log?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I was going to say ants on a log, man.
Yeah, man. So, yeah. I mean, it's you know what, man? For all the motherfuckers just feel like they want to just be screaming.
I'm sorry, but I do agree with that. I'm sorry.
You get the da-dun, da-dun.
They do.
Let
they
me
do.
Have some more of that Appleton.
Absolutely, guy. Here. We going to refresh drinks. Yo, as much as that, yo, I got to say one thing while you're pouring up your drink right now, and that is that. As much as the fan was noisy, it was heavenly.
It was.
Because I'm already dying.
you see where it's positioned?
Yeah, it's mocking
me. Yo, sometimes, like, I'll be sitting right there and turn the fan on, and that shit hits me under the shorts. I'm just like, fuck yes. Like, the breeze in the undercarriage, fam.
Oh, that's beautiful. Even sometimes you ever do the, like, kid shit where you, like, adjust your arm out the window and then it'll blow up your sleeve and your whole chest puffs out.
Yeah, I do that when I drive still.
And you're just like, ah.
Oh, yeah.
It's just nice in there, you know
what I mean?
You
got a couple of beads of sweat on your chest and shit and that comes in, you're like, ooh. It's like God's air conditioning.
Yeah, exactly, man. No, it's good shit.
DMX versus Snoop.
Oh, that's the latest battle that's coming up, man. Who you got,
man?
That's
the versus. I got DMX.
Really? Yeah. That's mad interesting. I was just like, I feel like DMX's hits are very... I feel like the timeline is way more narrow than Snoop.
Bro, I'm thinking.
Like,
I'm
are you thinking, forgetting
I'm
about?
Thinking, I'm thinking. I'm thinking.
Like, this guy has hits from yesterday.
But like, it's hot. Like,
fucking imagine that. Like, all of his old shit. G thing. What's my name?
I recant.
Fabulous Dramatics. Like, I don't know about that one. I was like, yo, I think DMX is gonna get smoked. Like,
as long as Snoop skips over his whole catalog with No Limit.
I was gonna say any of his No Limit shit gone, where he's paid the cows to be the bouse. That shit, hey, like
woof, motherfucker, woof, motherfucker. Like he has a song with Silk the Shocker. At that point, Snoop should have got kicked out of hip hop altogether. Yeah. But no, you know what?
Oh, you know what though? Okay, so if you had to play at least one song from every era, he might catch an L because he's also got that reggae era.
Oh, Snoop Lion. Snoop Lion. Did you see that documentary where he wanted to go to Jamaica and I can't remember what it was, but he wanted to live like the real Rastafari life and everything like that. Da, 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 da. Not one mention of Selassie.
Selassie. My G here.
I'm whitewashed. I might not even say what.
Selassie.
But
yeah,
I think it was just an excuse for him to be documented around a bunch of yardies smoking weed.
Yeah, exactly. It was a whole little. Hey, you know what?
It was a good little fucking.
If I had all the money in the world, I would love to just go on like little journeys like that, where I'm just gonna be like, I'm gonna go. Cause who turns you down, right? Yeah. Like you could go right to the Buddhist temple and the fucking dude himself will teach you because you're Snoop. Any adventure or journey you want to go on, you're only going to be helped and guided through it. You know what I mean? So before we
do recant, but before we go into who we think is gonna win, who do you think won the Jada versus Fab?
Actually, you know what, man? I know that I should get dragged because I must not be for the culture, but I didn't actually catch that one.
Oh wow.
Was it good?
It was fucking goosebumps good. Like when they went in their bag and you're like, I remember this shit.
Yeah.
Like, yo, old heads rejoice. When Jaden Fat went in there, us asses, like, yo, old heads rejoice. Yeah, like yeah, they're bringing out hits. Snoop versus DMX. I off the bat I said DMX, but now that I'm thinking about and having this conversation, I think I'm wrong. I think it's gonna be Snoop.
Yeah. I think it's gonna be Snoop. I just think as long as his catalog's just way deeper. Like I think DMX will be done doing joints and he could still be playing hits. Like
yeah,
top
still
hits.
Have it. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like like he just got so much.
Yeah, features and stuff.
Yeah,
but
like, oh, can you, okay, so here in the verses, can he do features?
Yeah.
Oh, it's over.
it's over. That's how Jada won. Jada's future.
It's just like, no. Especially now, it's over. It's over for him, man. But you know what's really cool? That I feel like in this day and age, right, you can actually battle during COVID online because of exactly how advanced technologically we're becoming.
Yeah.
Yo, let me hit you with this. So did you hear that White Castle is introducing a new burger grilling robot? I was reading this article on Wednesday.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
On Wednesday, the privately held restaurant chain announced a partnership with Miso Robotics to introduce Flippy, an automated kitchen assistant.
They gave the nigga a name.
An automated kitchen assistant at one of its restaurants.
Hold on. I'm going to see if the video's in there. Keep going. I'm just going
to
see if I
can. Oh, okay, okay. Video. According to Miso, robotic fast food workers could prevent the spread of foodborne pathogens by using thermal imaging to detect when meat is undercooked. They could also help limit human workers' exposure to food, reducing the chances of spreading illnesses. So, you know, it's a perfect time to usher this in if people are afraid of certain shit, because, you know, you could always be like, hey, no COVID on your food or whatever the case. But automation of inevitably raises concerns about taking jobs away from people.
Mm-hmm.
White Castle's statement didn't directly address whether Flippy would eventually replace human workers, saying only that employees would be freed up to focus on customer service and front of the house operations.
So they're gonna have two people at the register.
Exactly. Like, exactly. It's a ridiculous notion. White Castle's vice president of shareholder relations told a news site that it was not looking at Flippy to reduce the number of employees, but rather as a way to save on food costs. So my first question coming out of that, spinning out of that one is are you ready for a world of AI? And are you afraid of it?
I don't know if I'm afraid of it yet. Some shit has me tripping out. Okay, so like, if you have, pretty soon there's gonna be a fully automated fast food joint somewhere.
Yeah, you know they're gonna do it.
Like, and the manager is just gonna be like some dude at his computer.
Yeah, making sure that shit's not
taking over.
Yeah, that's okay. So right away you said you weren't afraid, then in your very first description you were afraid.
All hail Master Flippy.
Exactly. What if Flippy starts running all the shit? You try to turn him down. He's shooting ice out the machine at you and shit. Ah!
I'm just waiting for like a naked person to drop out of a ball of lightning and come to me and be like, "Listen, you need to live."
Yeah, exactly.
But I, you know what? Knowing my motivation and my, they're not coming for me today. I'm not the John Connor.
Yeah, exactly. Yo, and that, you know what? I heard that sentiment once, and it always used to make me laugh. Where it was like, yo, somebody hasn't come from the future to tell me to fucking stop yet, so I know I ain't did anything too wrong, because, you know, if I did some shit that was going to fuck up the world, they'd probably come back and kill me.
Be like, yo, listen, you need to stop. You know what I'm saying? It's like, just keep doing what you're doing. You're only fucking yourself up.
So you're not afraid of AI?
Not now, but I mean, the robot, the Flippy the robot is not going to make me scared of AI.
Yeah, because what's Flippy going to do?
What's Flippy the fucking robot going to do?
If you can't get a gas, start running. So you're waiting until it's like Will Smith.
Well, I don't know, because I think we're already there, because now it's at the point where I don't even need to say anything out loud.
Yeah.
And I could just think about a patio set and it's in my fucking advertising.
I know. It's weird shit. It's weird shit.
So Flippy the robot, I mean, I am worried about the future of workers. Like, what are these kids going to have for their first job? I think everybody has had like a burger flipping job, or that's like the cliche first job. Now, if you have a bunch of one-armed robots that are doing your burger flipping job, you don't. That's the job. Those are the jobs that build character. You can't just throw a 16-year-old kid into customer service. You know what I'm saying?
And not only that, but you're devastating even low, like maybe some stuff on more on the lower income spectrum. Yeah. Like, you're taking away all the people. Yeah. Like, not everybody is going to be scholastically gifted.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Even if they put the work in, not everybody's built like that. Some people need to do jobs with their hands. Some people need to do different things. It doesn't mean you're not you're a failure or not successful. So
we're not an integral part.
You're
of the,
taking
society.
Away a lot, and I think it's only the start. I think it's a slippery slope, especially for workers. But when I read about earlier AI, I'm kind of scared of it. Not Flippy specifically,
but
some of that other shit. Like, again, the one story, I don't know. I've kind of read more into it, and it wasn't exactly how they said it, but there was the one story where they had the two AIs and they started talking to each other, and like within an hour they were making up their own language and saying shit, and like it was getting mad weird, and they had to shut the shit off because they were just like, yo, no, like what the fuck? Could you imagine how creepy that would be if all of a sudden it was just like they were having their own conversation and like made up a code quick
and like, yo, initiate fucking Yeah.
Yeah. And then they had the one AI that supposedly was like, they said it was as a joke, but they were like, oh, how do we solve the world or something? And it was like, kill all humans. Kill the parasite humans is what I would do. And they're just like, and then it was like, ha 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 ha. And they're like, yeah, no, he was telling weird jokes. We're just going to shut it off. You know what I mean? Like, because I mean, if you read through news stories, like if you were to have something that could peruse the entire internet of all articles, all Reddit, all everything within a few hours, I mean, from wars to pedophile rings to racism to murders to environmental to animal cruelty, like you would be like, yo, humans are fucking shit up hard
constantly. How do you save humans? Kill them.
Yeah, exactly. Or how do you save the world, because we're just like a parasite on it, just raping all the resources and shit like that. So I don't know, man, I'd be afraid, because if computers really had that good subjective knowledge, what other conclusion could you come to but reduce the amount of humans raping the resources on Earth?
And I saw this is people that are making this and want to get more advanced and more advanced AI. Do they not watch movies?
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, or is that just cautionary tales that they're like, come on, that's not real.
You know, like, oh, we just found not too long ago, they actually found a way to clone something that was prehistoric, like not a dinosaur, but a prehistoric animal.
Really? So yeah, now they're now we're starting to fuck with too much.
Someone commented, "Is like there's literally 7 movies
why explaining this is why not this a good not idea."
Yeah, you know. So it's just one of those things. Like, technology is 100%. I saw you reach for him, like, oh, I have some, and the joy that went in your eyes, you're like, oh, I still.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So I mean, at the end of the day, there's movies. Like cautionary tales where it's like, listen, you may not want to put too much effort into AI. I think at this point, we're good. You can always make technology better and more convenient, cost effective, like a burger flipping robot, automated, da da da. But I think if we just stop right now, I don't think anybody's going to complain.
Yeah, like if you're just like, yo, a couple burger flipping robots, you know what I mean? Clean out toilet, like, you know what I mean? I get it. Doing some of those jobs that no one wants to do too, right? Mm-hmm. Like,
but then it's going to be like, oh, let's have a robot. Like, that hadn't really gone too far. I saw a robot stripper.
That was too far, nigga. I saw that too. I don't get it. Like, get it.
You put one of the skins from those damn ass lifelike fucking sex dolls.
Oh, so there's an actual, I've only seen the video where it was just like a QB fucking. I was like,
but I'm saying you get that, and then they're gonna start taking the skin,
exactly.
And it sounds weird. I feel like they're gonna take the skin of a human. No,
no, no.
But they take the sex
doll, real doll,
the real doll things, and put it on that, and then motherfuckers, you won't even like strippers will be obsolete.
Yeah,
that's going too far.
That is going too far. And then the thing is that once it comes down to a robot, like, are you allowed to fuck? Like, it's a robot. It's not like you're exploiting.
You could touch titties.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's not a real person that you're objectifying. You take it in the back room, fucking tear it up. It acts real. Like, I don't know, man. That's crazy. Like, where are we going with this?
Then that would create a whole new job, because someone's going to have to clean out the robots.
That's your AI, nigga, wipe out your own pussy like real bitches wipe out their own pussy.
Right, but it doesn't. But at the end of the day, like, real bitches wipe out their own pussy, but at the end of the day, it goes somewhere in a human. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're a human. Your natural cycle flushes stuff out. If it's just basically the sex robot is just basically a jar.
Yeah, but that's
a good jar. So someone's gonna have to physically go in there. No, the spray
robot
it
could
out.
Just be like, unscrew their own crotch and put it in the fucking dishwasher. Like, why I gotta wipe it out with my bare hands? This thing is like,
I didn't.
You
say
gotta
bare
use your shirt, your actual shirt. That's the only thing you could use. Like, this thing is like acting like I gotta do it my damn self. Nah, it's an AI. Unscrew your own pussy. Cause come on, by then it's gotta be just be a compartment that's just like, and just like, and like pussy off. And
well, put then it in you know what you do then? Then you just, so you have strippers, and then you have like the champagne room, and motherfuckers just buy their own pussy. So you have your own pussy in your pocket, and then you just cock it into the bit, and then you hit
that
it.
That would have, hey.
Put it back in your pocket.
That actually could be, yeah. Because then you could sell the proprietary pussy piece.
Yeah, that's all you need.
That's actually a weird, but funnily, probably would go large idea.
And you could, then you know what I'm saying? You could just
Then you could even, and then what you
then
could do
you
is
could be standing on the corner.
Is, and you know what? Technically, I mean, see, I've also thought about this. I saw this one post. It was a thought I had, and it was about because we're just on the term of strippers, and now we're going even further with it. But it was a woman who was like, "Oh, where can I go for a massage and a happy ending?" Right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, "Yeah." But then I was like, "Well, women are finicky."
Yeah.
Like this one wants this bit, like, "Oh no, twist my elbow this way," and they can only come if it's like 30 minutes of this, or you know what I'm saying? So I don't know if you could just have a dude, like, what is he gonna do? Is he just like supposed to just rub until you're done? Like, that doesn't get no kind of girls off. See, guys are easy. You just rub till we pop. Like, it is not really science, you know what I mean? So it's like you could actually have that industry. Yeah. But with an AI that learns your movements and shit like that, maybe you could quickly just tell him what to do and he's piping forever.
Then why would they, you know what I'm saying? Why would they meet a man? That's like the same thing. Like, we had the conversation about August, and then I got me thinking, I'm like, what if your girl buys a toy that's bigger than you?
Yeah.
Then how you gonna feel as a man where it's like that, and that's her go-to?
If that's the go-to?
The go-to is like horse dick 3000.
But
like,
hey, some dudes, I'm sure they like to see their girl's pussy get like torn up. Like maybe they want to see it just get fucking like ravaged.
So let's talk about the regular dude.
Okay, the regular dude is probably going to get jealous when you even bring out a toy, period. Because the average dude is mad jelly about toys and shit, right? So I don't know. I'm not personally.
Those
I like
are the
em.
Type of dudes that are walking through the straight pie parade in their jean outfits.
With the fucking, exactly. With their sign ready for the next gray pair parade. You know what I mean? Hey. Like,
yeah, I don't know. I am a little bit worried about the future of technology.
Yeah.
It's going to go far too far. I just hope that it doesn't turn into like Skynet. Well, I don't know what the new one is. I saw the new Terminator. I don't know
what company they're pushing now, but Skynet will forever be.
That's good, forever.
Skynet will forever be the ones who flirted too close. And you know what? I almost want to see what the, in Jurassic Park, what is the name of the company? Because they're another company who's just flirting fucking too much.
Yeah.
With the future. Like whatever.
Stop
fucking
cloning dinosaurs, motherfuckers.
Dino Industries or whatever. You know what? That's a good question, man. I'm going to have that answer for next
Dinos
time.
Dinos are us. I don't know. Stop. So, don't clone shit.
Don't clone shit.
RIP to Reverend, or I keep saying Reverend, but it's
I know, but it's I think it's it
Republican.
Stands for yeah.
Republican
I don't think
John
it's,
Lewis
is it or Representative?
Maybe it's Representative.
Either way, REP. We like you know we don't know that much about American politics all the time.
No,
I try to.
I know less than you.
Like, yeah. And way. I think. Anyways, let me just read this story quick. Representative John Lewis, a giant of the civil rights movement, died Friday after a months long. Because I think it was about six, long battle with cancer. He was 80. The longtime Georgia congressman and advocate of nonviolent protest who had his skull fractured by Alabama state troopers in the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma was the last surviving speaker of the 1963's March on Washington. Mm. One of the pictures I saw, he was actually standing there with Martin Luther King. So definitely somebody who was deep in it. A quote, he loved his country so much that he risked his life and his blood so that it might live up to its promise. That's what former President Barack Obama said in paying tribute to the man he called a personal hero. Lewis had served in the U.S. House of Representatives since 1987, where he was sometimes referred to as the conscience of Congress. He often voted and spoke out against U.S. military interventions, including the Iraq War. His activism continued even as he was battling cancer, the cancer that claimed his life. Lewis issued a statement on January 5th slamming the drone strike that killed Iranian general. As the country was engulfed in violent protests in May over the death of George Floyd during his arrest in Minnesota, Lewis spoke out again and said justice has indeed been denied for far too long. But he did give a statement to the protesters saying rioting, looting, and burning is not the way. Organize, demonstrate, sit in, stand up. Vote, be constructive, and not destructive was one of his last quotes that he was heard saying. So rest in peace to John Lewis, man. He was a giant in civil rights activism.
Let's say he was in civil rights for about 50 years.
Yeah, man, since like you said, 64 or whatever from Martin Luther King shit. So definitely like 50, 60.
And he's been from 1960 till 2020.
Yes.
And he's still fighting for the same thing.
Yes. If that should show you anything. I mean, at least they got him onto the Congress. I guess they had to for some sort of relation points. You know what I mean? But
10
I don't
years,
even
I
what changes did he
fuck.
Really do?
Not even like, well, there probably was some changes.
Oh, no, absolutely. And I'm sorry. I don't want to be disrespectful. I mean, what changes could they let him do? Like, they would not let him do shit.
And if you, like, it's one of those things where it's like you're fighting for equality. And you're seeing so many other people do little pot shot fights for equality and get it.
Yeah.
But the equality of your people, after 50 years, you're still not... 10 years, I'd be discouraged as fuck. At 10 years, I'd be like, okay, we're not going to get it. Let me just go about my fucking business.
Yeah.
50 years.
Yeah, I know.
And he's still fighting shit. Like, if you look at 2020 to 1965, whatever riots, it almost mirrors itself.
It mirrors the same police brutality, same bullshit, same no jobs. Supposedly, we got freedom.
I would have moved to Africa or something. Like, at some point... And it's like one of those things is like, is that the definition of insanity? Because at some point, I don't know. And I commend the man. That's amazing what he's done.
Yeah.
At some point, though, do you think we should just give up on America and go?
I don't know, man. Like, I wish that was the case, but it's hard to leave something you spent so much time building, I guess, you know, if you really look at it from that frame of mind. Yeah. Like, when your whole economy was built. And you know what? Shit.
It's like black people are.
I don't want to get.
Black people are the abused wives of the redneck America.
And they're telling them to get out after I done washed the floors and washed your drawers for 30 years. Now all of a sudden I got nothing.
And you're fighting to make this person a better person. And after 50 years, you're allowed to change the channel now.
Yeah. It's still the same old shit. And you know what, man? Sometimes, you know what, and with all this stuff going on and how everything goes, and when you really look into mass incarceration and shit like that, there's some crucial connections that I'm kind of making sometimes, and I don't want to really go off on too much of tangents and shit like that, but are we witnessing fucking the deterioration of America, man? Like, I really hope not, but it almost feels like... Like, even when you look at technologically and how countries are catching up and everything like that, it almost seems like that's why they fought to keep that free labor. Because that's really what made America like, I never really did understand. I was always like, yo, why is America just the richest?
Yeah.
Like, how did they just become the richest? Like, the best? Yeah, because they literally had 400 years of fucking free labor. Building your empires and building your companies and building your billionaires and trillionaires. Giving them... you know, Harvard type educations with the money that you got off their back, which then puts your son in positions to run things like Amazon's and Microsoft's. And you know what I mean? A lot of those dudes that have this shit, they were like rich kids. Not all, you know, some people do claw up from the bottom. I ain't saying that. And it's not everybody. That's why I'm not really breaking it, like trying to break this too much down to race or anything like that. But it does seem funny that, you know, since the end of slavery and slowly and as more rights have been gotten, it's like almost like America somehow is losing its foothold in some respects. Like, it isn't supposed like the full land of milk and honey that all the immigrants used to see it as.
Yeah, the American, you know what dream, I mean? The veil's coming off of the American dream.
Exactly.
People starting to realize. Other countries are starting to look at the U.S. and realize, hey.
It might not be all rosy over there. You know what I mean? Now, I'm not saying it's not still a great country. One of the top still produces some of the most billionaires there is. Some of the, you know what I mean? It still has the top for millionaires, you know what I mean, by a long shot. But I'm just saying, it's funny how it almost seems like the seams are coming loose and it's coinciding with mad years of, you know what I mean? Like, of not having that free labor. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because now it's been 150 years. And even when you really think about it and you see how the holds were slipping and all of a sudden it came out, you know, the Cold War and USSR is actually just, or not that, but you know what I'm saying, was almost as powerful, and now they're worried about China, and it all coincides with like losing that economic boon of free labor forever. Like,
I agree.
And now look, like, now that's why they probably even had to write crime bills to try to get people in prison so they could get this workforce back so that they could start to build that wealth again. Instead of just being trillions and trillions of deficit over and over, year after year. Like, I just, now when I look at America and how it's run right now, I'm like, how was that on top? Like,
what part of America was great?
Yeah, like, and that doesn't mean I don't think America's not a great country. You know what I mean? Like, of course I do. It's fucking still, like I said, it's still on top in many respects. But
I like the people. I love the people in the U.S. I love You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Step Brother Pods. Shout out
exactly.
to our family in the U.S.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? Because I even have family in New York, Brooklyn, stuff like that on my dad's side. You know what I
shout
mean?
Shout out to all of our friends, the people we call. Like, we love the United States as a country. It's just that the people that are in control and in power are putting a beautiful country down the tube.
Exactly. Because, and again, what choice do they have? Like, if you had someone coming in and giving you 10 mil a day, and then all of a sudden, when you lose that client, it's hard times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's taken 50, 60, 100 years. But finally, you know what I mean? It's like finally all those years of not having that free income, I think, is starting to show a little bit on that country. You know what I mean? So it's a good thing they're kind of trying to turn it around and do things. Like, I get what Trump's trying to say, like, make America great again. Because, like, let's face it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We just discussed it. It is slipping. Yeah. So they got to find other ways, because enslaving us ain't going to work no more.
And unfortunately, whatever is happening now, it's that trickle-down effect. It's just going to affect the American people.
Yeah, exactly. So
That was I like those topics. That was a little bit
hefty this week, you know what I mean? A little hefty.
A little show. We did it. We're not done, though.
No, of course not, man. We gotta get to our review.
Yeah, you want to do the review or the hip-hop? Oh, yeah, review before hip-hop history, don't we?
Yeah, well, usually, but it doesn't matter, man. We can switch it up.
I'm just happy somebody pays attention to what the fuck we do
here. Yeah, exactly. I like to keep the format straight.
You know, I'm glad it's you.
This week it was my pick, so I'll announce it. This week we checked out Apollo Brown As God Intended, an album with him and relatively new female MC. I haven't heard too much of her. She must be around enough to be getting up with that or whatever, but Shay Noir was the female MC's name. I'm going to go to you first and ask what you really thought about this album.
It kind of bored me.
Okay.
It was lyrically dope.
Mm-hmm.
Even consciously, like, the concept of some of the songs and what they're talking about, it made sense. It had a message. It spoke to you like it spoke to you without preaching to you on topics that people need to hear. Mm-hmm. Definitely an album that is needed in 2020. And I think just maybe because the mood I've been in the last couple of days, that's why it bored me. I haven't been in a lyrical mood. I've been listening to a lot of Cash Money.
Yeah, yeah. No, hey, nothing wrong with that.
Cash Money from the 2000s. But I thought it was dope. It's just it didn't have a lot of peaks and valleys. You know what I'm saying? It kind of hit that it hits plateau and it stayed there. Which I mean, at the end of the day, is definitely an advantage over 90% of the rap, quote unquote rap, that's out right now.
So yeah,
how'd you feel?
Actually, to tell you the truth, in this case, I agree with you 100%. I did think it wasn't a bad little album. I actually did like Shay Noir's lyrics. I liked her flow, delivery. Mm-hmm. I actually even liked the production on the album. You know what I mean? The beats were solid. It was a solid hip-hop album. Good sound, good message, good lyrics. But no, I did not. There's just not any songs that really go.
Nothing.
You know what I mean? Like, even when you, like, I don't want to plug my own shit, but even when you listen to my album, like, Stay in Your Lane, Go. You know what I mean? Like, you need at least one track that goes.
Because you have that track that this album did not have that. That's that song.
Yes, where moment. Like automatically I was like, yo, let me run that back. Yo, Will, check this out. Yo, this song's the shit. Mm-hmm. Right on my playlist. Like, again, I almost had, just like the West Side Gun album last week, I almost had problems really picking standouts because, like you said, it was very one note.
Yeah.
It didn't seem like she got too high or too low. Mm-hmm. It was solid, but like, it just didn't have a song that goes. It doesn't have a song that I wanted to fucking put on my workout playlist or really put on my, you know, get busy playlist or anything. It just didn't have any of it. Like,
and
as good as the message was.
Yeah, and I feel like if Shay Noir stays consistent and she does jump on some, like, I feel like I want to hear Shay Noir with Freddie Gibbs. I feel like I want to hear Shay Noir on some Griselda shit. If she keeps that consistency, if she keeps going and going and going and going, she may be in years to come be in the upper echelon as female lyricist.
Yes, absolutely.
The way she puts some shit together is like, I was like, some of the rewindable parts was me saying, did she just say that?
Yeah.
And then going back and being like, I can't. And you know what though, dog? I wish I need to start doing this too, because I can see you have stuff written down. And some of this stuff I heard what she said, and I just be like, yo.
Yeah,
like,
I didn't. This week I didn't have actual lyrics written down, but sometimes when there was a couple lyrics that like hit me hard, I'm sorry I came a little ill prepared as far as the lyrics go. But yeah, man, her lyrically, it was top. Like, it was on point, especially for conscious lyrics. But like I said, I'm with you, man. It just had a little element of boring me.
Yeah.
You know what
Not
I mean?
Not that it was a boring album. It was just after, like, you would have had 12 songs.
Yeah.
Just and nothing. I would have been good with just 7 songs of
yes.
Because it was just so the same.
I actually think with 7 songs, it might have gotten a little bit of a better score for me because you're right. After 6 to 7 joints in this style, I had had my fill.
Yeah.
You know, and she's a dope female MC. Like, my girl's like totally into her because she really loves female MCs. So she's like, no, dope. But it's just.
Especially when you get a female MC that ain't talking about her pussy every 3 minutes.
It's not Cesar Armani. Like, I just found her raw and that song goes harder.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and this chick sounds like she's actually more from the hood than Cesar.
That little
or maybe
track,
not.
That little
you're
talking about, right?
Yeah. Like, that just went harder than hard. Like, fuck, man. I still will like pull that up now. Just because I'm like, yo, that was a dope track. Like, you know, I just didn't feel that from this project, unfortunately. So,
yeah.
Do you have any standouts or?
I got one.
What's your standout?
And it's only a standout because of the feature.
Yeah.
I got Hustle Don't Give.
Yeah, that was a good track. Yeah. That was a good track.
Black Thought needs to do a lot more. I need to see Black Thought on more shit.
Yeah, because he was really good on that track. I liked it a lot. The tracks that I felt kind of stand out was Blood Is Thicker. I did like that. I thought it was a good beat. I liked a lot of her lyrics. You know what I mean? Waking up every day to gunshots. Like, it just sat. That was a dope track. And I really liked Freedom. And the only reason why I liked that track was because I thought it had a good message. You know what I mean? If you really want to get some of the deeper teachings of some of the shit I was talking about, Black Israelite type shit, that's a good track where she really breaks down a lot of the struggles and stuff like that. You even get that little clip of Dr. Umar Johnson, one of the more stauncher Black dudes right now out there talking, giving some good quotes and shit like that. What do we get? So I thought for the message in the current climate, I'm going to go with that song, even though, again, I'm picking that one purely for the message. So,
yeah. So shout out to all 8 of their followers on the I Want to Smoke playlist.
Playlist.
Spotify, just search for I Want All the Smoke. It's the top tracks for my album reviews created by us, I Want All the Smoke. Right now, we are at 127 songs. That's 8 hours and 1 full minute of the most diverse playlist
You'll ever hear. So if you just want to be entertained with tracks you ain't picking yourself.
Yeah. I think, so I Want All the Smoke, that's the playlist on Spotify. Apart from that, we got it today in hip hop history.
Almost, but what are you giving it?
I'm gonna give it a 2.
You're gonna give it a 2?
A 2.
Below Av.
Yeah, a little below average.
Shit.
Nah. Are you ever going back to this?
Probably not. Yeah. You know what I mean? Probably not. You know what I mean? So, but still, I'm gonna be a little nicer. I'm going to give it a 2.5 because I did find it middle of the road because, it didn't hurt my ears. You know what I mean? I wasn't annoyed. But, you know, and I might even push it to 3 because it is a good message album.
So if you got 3 and I got 2, you want to put it at a 2.5?
2.5. Let's just go middle of the road. Again, it's weird because I did, like, lyrically and, like, it's good, you know what I mean? But I can't even put it close to the West Side shit. And I didn't even think that was like the super hype, you know what I mean? So that's, but at least that had 1 or 2 songs that really goes, you know what I mean? Like, you need that track that goes, man. If you don't have a track that goes,
that, yeah, you have to have that. There has to be that one standout track on the album
that people are like, yo, I need to hear that again. get it again.
Is that what you were thinking too?
Yeah, exactly.
Nah, yo, touch me, because I was thinking the exact same thing. I want to hear that Wu-Tang joint again. It just could be because of the mood that we were in when we were listening to it. But at the end of the day, Apollo Brown and Shay Noir as Gone Attendant album. It's 14 songs, 15 minutes. We're giving it a 2.5. Definitely not a bad album, but no. there's nothing that really stand other than lyrics and some of the features. Nothing that really stands out.
Yeah.
But if you like dope hip hop,
yeah. If you like conscious hip hop and shit,
there you go.
You definitely are gonna find a little bit more value out of this album. You're still gonna like, and again, I may never go back to it hard, but I, like I said, it wasn't annoying me.
Yeah.
Like I did find it a nice roll, but the problem was is like a lot of times when I'm doing these reviews, I'll listen to the album once or twice. And then I will do what I call a final listen where I will fast forward anything that isn't a standout to really identify the tracks I'm feeling.
Yeah.
And I was even having trouble then to just find my favorites because, like you said, it's so one note. That was such a perfect explanation, such a perfect description
of this.
So, yeah, it was just too one note for me, man. That's why it has to. But I want to tell everybody, remember, 2.5 means middle of the road. You know what I mean? That doesn't mean bad.
Right.
That means middle of the road.
And
so,
there's like, I mean, at the end of the day, I think Gucci got a 3.
Yeah.
Just because Gucci had a couple of tracks that were just like, yo, like this is that track.
Exactly.
And we're not even Gucci fans, but you hear it and you're just like, oh, shit.
Exactly. You know what I mean? So, no, that's how it has to go. So, yeah, that's what we give Apollo Brown and Shay Noir, man. You get a 2.5 middle of the road. Go check it out. Or if you don't want to have to wade through all the tracks, man, like my man said, just check out the I Want All the Smoke playlist. We got all the highlights and standouts of all these albums. So, you know, you don't have to do all that listening. You could just sit back, enjoy, you know what I mean? Take a trip, go camping, 3-4 hour drive, you know what I mean? Fucking throw the shit on and go. It's summer.
I know, but that's the most random. So if you just want to listen to some good music, if you need to take a trip or go camping, listen to us while you're camping.
Well, I was just thinking of a long drive. It's usually out to camp. I don't know. That's where my long drives in the summer usually encompass me going camping. I enjoy camping.
You like camping?
I do.
Okay, so
in my tent trailer.
This woman.
I'm done sleeping on the ground. I'm too old for that.
Ever. I'm renting. I'll rent one of them.
Yeah. Just even a tent trailer. Yeah. Even my tent trailer is good.
Well, I can't pull a tent trailer on the foreign. Can you?
So Winnebago, you mean like it's just straight up RV camper?
Yeah, like a camper.
Oh yeah, no, you couldn't pull that on the.
No. Like.
No, okay, I'm saying you
tent trailer.
Listen, I'm saying you couldn't pull the tent trailer with the foreign, so I could see why you would want a camper.
Yeah, okay.
That's
what I was trying to say.
Okay. Sorry about that.
I thought I'm like, no, nigga, I'm not saying pull the RV.
Yeah, no, obviously not. Right?
So, well, we had a couple.
Tent trailer is just one of those little things that you literally have to, like, jack it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just small. You know what I mean? It's basic. For me, because when I camp, I like to be outside. I like to sit in front of the fire, drink, smoke weed. So it's really like a couple G tent.
So let's talk about that, because this woman has been trying to convince me to go camping and take Boo and the kids out camping.
It's a fun trip if you like it.
I like just it. Don't like sleeping. I like it's like one of those things where it's like you work too hard to pretend like you're homeless. So I don't want to sleep on a blow up mattress and pitch a tent, nothing like that. Like But I don't want to be like glamping or anything like that, right? Like,
yeah,
I'll
but
get a
why
good
not?
Size.
Nah, fuck. See, that's the problem. Glamp.
Glamp?
Yeah, why not? Like, just the point is you're enjoying the outdoors. It's, you know what? There's. The reason why I love camping is because, and for me, it happens on day 2.
Right.
And there's always a point in the day 2. It's like, I'm half lit. It's only 1 in the afternoon. I'm smoking my third blunt. I just ate some fucking burgers off the fire, which food on the fire will make you go camping just that.
Yeah,
food on the fire. So I just had my second burger. I got a drink in my hand. I'm half cut. I look around, and I just realize I have nowhere to be.
I
have nothing to do. I don't have to look at my phone. I have nowhere to go. I have nothing to do but sit here, fucking listen to this fire crackle, eat snacks, drink liquor, fucking chill out, throw the ball around, maybe take a little walk, check out what's around. You know what I mean? I don't know. It just, there's a moment of zen that comes over me where I'm like, shit. You know, so when you live the life I live, there's always somewhere to run. You know what I mean? But I can't
even
run.
So you like that peace.
Yeah, where I'm just like, yo, that... Even if someone called me and wanted me to come somewhere, I'm hours away.
Yeah, sorry.
You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is. I have nothing to do but just let all that go. Fucking even turn the phones off and shit and just fucking, like, chill out here for a few days.
You know what? I'd like to rent an RV.
Yeah, rent
drive
that.
Drive it out somewhere to a thing. And
hey, you know what? Ever since I got the tent trailer, it's been like, when it rains, I go in the motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? When it rains, like, and then there's still, you get dry, there's lights in it, there's heat. You know what I mean? So you could still play a board game while it's raining outside. You know, instead of the tent, everything's hard. It's like everything's shifting. You can't sit on nothing because you're really sitting on
and
your bed.
And then when you sweat, and the condensation from the rain.
Oh, and I hate that.
And you get in the tent. No,
I hate
that.
No, I hate that. I hate the condensation of the tents and shit like that.
We can do RVing this week. Not this week, but
the summer. Yeah, man. Like, rent the joint and go with the nice one so that, yo, if you're just like, fuck, the bugs are killing me, you go inside, you got a nice place to go, your bed's in there, it's a nice bed, you know what I mean? Like, nah, man. I actually wouldn't camp without it. So that's why I fully endorse glamping. And you know what? Fuck, that might be what you need to enjoy camping.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you got your fire inside. If you, like, even my little tent trailer, it does have like a little cook thing. So, hey, man, even if it's raining hard outside, I could be inside, cook my food.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know. I like it. I enjoy camping. So trust me, my dad laughs at me because he's like, I don't camp. You know what I mean?
He's real staunch with it too. Like, no, I don't.
Yeah, he's just like, I don't camp. Like, so, and I know that, you know, it's a sentiment amongst black people. It's usually weird. Like, they don't like to camp. But
it depends on where you go, because there's a lot of brothers and sisters in the southern states that are country as hell. And they love to camp in. They love being out there. They love being in the wilderness and stuff. Like, I think it's just us city folk.
Yeah, who are just like, ew, there's a bug on
hell,
me.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
I don't like bugs.
Not at all.
That's my problem. I don't like bugs. And I know it's funny that I would camp and I don't like bugs, but it's not as buggy as you think, especially when you're kind of sitting by the smoky-ass fire, right?
Yeah.
It really keeps the bugs down. But I will say, one night I was out there, and it ended my night, because I was out there, and, you know, in the fire and shit like that, and you can't see nothing. And I was sitting in my chair. I was bundled up. I was just in front of the fire having drinks. And I looked down, and because I had a blanket over my legs, I'm not lying, the fucking biggest spider was on me, doggy. I was just like, yeah! I was like, I can't. I couldn't even relax anymore. Yo. Like, I was like, yo, I got to go in the tent tonight because I just felt shit on me. Like, I
all
can't.
The time.
Yeah, like,
all
I can't.
The time.
And I made sure to flick him, like, into the fire. Like, I'm sorry for fucking PETA and all them niggas. Like, I was just like, yeah. Like, it was so big and I didn't. He must have crawled all the way up me.
Oh, bro.
Because, you know, when you're camping and it gets cold, it's a little cold, right? Yeah. So I had, like, the sweats and the jacket and, you know, I'm bundled
up.
You
don't even feel him.
No, until I saw him and I was just like, yeah. Like, oh, it was too much.
I had
to retire for the night.
There was a big, this is funny. There's a big spider in the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
Now I peed, flushed the toilet, and I was pulling up my pants and I'm like, corner of my eye, look. And this big spider was like, oh, shit. And he saw me and I saw him and he was like,
am I dead?
Am I, you know what I'm saying? And then he scurried behind the toilet by the thing. But, dog, when this dude ran across the floor, my first thing was like, because so when my, when my girl says, come kill a spider and it's a small spider, I'm a G. I'm grabbing the napkin. I'm like, smallest. This motherfucker had me dick out. On I jumped up and landed like Spider-Man on the side of the tub, right? I was like, And I was there waiting. And I'm like, okay, go where you need to go. I'm coming back to kill you. But I don't want you crawling across my toes. Nothing. Yeah. Like this dude, he would.
And some of them, the way they go fast and shit, it's almost like a weird, like, you're like, how? Like,
that's what it was. No. He looked like the fucking big giant. He walked like the big giant thing off of Wild Wild West.
Yeah. It's just like, I know, clickety clacking as he fucking walked and shit. I don't like bugs, man. Anybody who knows me knows I don't fuck with bugs.
Ever.
So that is one of the contradictions of camping, but I still like it. I still like camping.
You may have convinced me.
It's all right, man. And like I said, don't be ashamed about glamping, guy. Like, get a nice trailer so that if you want to be comfortable, you're inside your trailer. So fuck, if you even get the satellite joints with the TV and shit, hey.
I'm with it.
I thought about that because I was like, I downloaded some movies off Netflix onto the iPad.
Yeah.
So you still have an iPad to watch movies on in the tent, in the trailer, if it rains and shit. No, it's all right. I wouldn't go without a trailer nowadays. So I don't know if that makes me, I'm not a purist when it comes to camping, but fuck, that's how I camp and I enjoy it.
If I'm not a purist. You got a Today in Hip Hop History?
I do. My This Week in Hip Hop History is going to be Troy Dixon, better known as Trouble T. Roy, died on July 15th, 1990. And you know, and I wasn't 1990. I was still pretty young. I was only 10, 12 ish. So I didn't fully get it was 12, nigga.
I know what it was. Right, I didn't say anything because I know
how. I know, but you still look. You still look.
You said 10, and I'm like, you need like 12-ish. So I was like, okay.
Yeah. See how much this nigga fucking all lives mattering by age and shit. He's just like, what about 12-year-olds, nigga? 12-year-olds matter? Why you say 10?
I'm just saying, in 1990, just if you want to go to the part as specific as saying your age, just be accurate.
I said 10, 12-ish. Leave it. Okay, so 10, 12-ish.
Yeah.
10. So, Could be 10, could be 12.
Because we're 30, 40-ish.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where we are.
No, there was a two-year window, no. Don't, hype, like, this nigga come with the hyperbole. Talk about, yeah, because, you know, we're like 20 to 40-ish, right, nigga? Right? It's like, no, I'm not trying to hoodwink niggas by 2 years. This nigga acting like I'm trying to fucking come off like baby face. Like, I fucking a young nigga. Like, he's like, no, nigga, because if you were 10, you were my age, and we all know that you are 2 years older than me.
Shit, this nigga. This nigga, holy but, fuck.
So I didn't, even at 12, I didn't really understand, like, the streets and nothing like that. And, you know, like I said, I grew up in Canada, not always the roughest neighborhoods. So, but it did spawn one of my very favorite tracks of all time, which would be fucking When They Reminisce Over You, Pete Rock and CL Smooth, a fucking classic to this day.
They Reminisce Over You.
Yeah, They Reminisce Over You, Troy, right? Like, so that was a fucking dope track. And I still will put it on a mixtape to this day, usually in the old school set playlist, but it still is solidly on there. So that's going to be my moment in hip hop history for this week.
Can they please give Pete Rock some kind of hip hop honors?
I know this from, cat is from like rapping endlessly to producing dope
and endlessly dope. And then he comes out with an album with Corrupt. And you're like, what? Did you hear that one?
No.
So 2000s maybe he came out with an album with Corrupt.
Oh, okay. What's it called? Is it on Spotify? I'll check it out on Spotify.
Yeah, it's go P-E-T-E Rock. I don't know how to spell.
R-O-C-K.
Thanks.
All good. Pete Rock Corrupt. Gonna quickly check what album this is. While he's looking that up, I just want to say, remember to fucking follow I Want All the Smoke podcast. Make sure you check us out on all platforms. And one thing I did want to say, if you've come to one of our things and you notice that we're not on your favorite platform, please message us because we will make sure to get on there. You know what I mean? Especially if doesn't cost a big grip, but we want to be on everything. So please, if we're not on your favorite shit, make sure you let us know and we'll make sure to get on there. I think Will has the info we're waiting for.
Yeah, so I guess it wasn't the album, but it's called True Master. It has Inspector Deck and Corrupt.
Oh, okay.
So it's off of Pete Rock's album. So Pete Rock has that album that came out in 19 something, maybe 2000 or something. I don't have any of the fucking info. But yeah, so Pete Rock, Corrupt, Inspector Deck, called True Master. This is dope. Remember the video when they're doing NASCAR? And
yeah, I think I do remember it vaguely, but not.
And it's one of those things where like because what made it stand out to me was one of those things where it's like, okay, Pete Rock and Inspector Deck makes sense. But then when you start throwing in these, and it was just like, I think it had to be after the East Coast, West Coast beef, when you start seeing them start doing music together again. And I just thought it was a dope collabo, and Corrupt's always been lyrical. He's from Philly.
Yeah, exactly. Philly by LA, he was one of the lyrical Dog Pound members, so.
But apart from that, I'm going off the rails, but this week in hip hop history is I just want to give props to one of the worst albums ever released in the history of hip hop.
I can't even do the beats. You know me, beats in my mouth. It's terrible, but that fucking Up Jumps the Boogie.
Up Jump. But the thing that fucks me up is that it's one of the worst albums in hip hop history made by one of the greatest producers in hip hop history.
Yeah, exactly. And he didn't get canceled musically. They gave the nigga another chance.
Magoo just looked like a nigga that don't need to be there. But yeah. Timbaland and Magoo released their debut single, Up Jumps the Boogie. So this is the single, Up Jumps the Boogie. This is one of the worst songs ever. Magoo's one of the worst rappers ever. The Timbaland and Magoo album was one of the worst albums ever. It's like, I don't understand how someone could listen through a whole album of
yep, yep, the way that beat that was the boogie. It was
Magoo was his
I know. Like, what do you, if you're Magoo, though, and you're looking at Timbo, are you like, are they still boys and is he still eating? Or do you think he was just like, peace, nigga?
Like, yo, Timbaland was like, yo, okay, I understand. We grew up together. I understand you probably sold drugs to get me the first studio. Okay, you can have an album.
Yeah.
Let me hear. Timbaland be like, yo, dog. Okay, just let me hear what your first single sounds like. All right. Scheme deep.
I don't think it's that bad, but it was close to.
Hold on.
It was close to.
We're gonna go. We're gonna. Yeah. Up jumps
the bugs.
The up jumps the bugs.
Oh, they don't even have it on there.
Oh, here it is.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yeah. I was born ready. Oh yeah,
this part you heard it. You're like, oh shit, yeah.
Yeah, you get a shot.
Ah.
This beat was pretty progressive for its time, too. I wasn't 100% even feeling this beat at the time.
Yeah, because but this is like Timbaland, you have to be like.
I skipped up a dip. Nah, on yeah, hey, dip.
Yo, you got to admit, that aged a little better than I expected.
Yeah, the beat did.
And even his flow, like.
Yeah.
Yo, was he a little ahead of? He might have been a little.
He might have been a little bit ahead. Hold on. Now let me tell you, my
even vocally, I actually didn't hate that. I might listen to that on the way home just to rewrite.
So my critique of the song is primarily from the one time I heard it in
20 years ago.
Yeah, 20 years.
Yeah, because I remember it being way worse than that. Yeah, like way worse.
I'm deep skip. Yeah, you know what though?
But he actually had a little bit of.
I'm not gonna hate. You know what? Maybe my hate's a little too much. It but the was thing bearable. Is,
but then it wasn't.
No.
Just for what we were hearing, because he brought out that which maybe fits today, because I think Missy ushered it in on a level, right? Because that sounds like he took out Magoo and put in Missy, even flow-wise.
Yeah, because 1997 was like.
Because remember,
dog,
she
I just
was
came
like,
off. I just came off of Rough Riders Anthem. You're
yeah,
give me
like
this
you're,
shit?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
So I think Timbaland was smart. He got Missy, and he Missy is Magoo.
Yeah. Okay. So yo, my today in hip hop history is Timbaland and Magoo in 1997, July 11th, dropped the debut single Up Jumps the Bugs. I skip on dip dips and flip on rip tips. Hip and dip dips and hips. I dip, you dip.
Yeah, exactly. Which is, funnily enough, more lyrical today than half the lyricists. So now we're just like, yo, this is actually fucking good.
You made me
like,
recant twice. I recanted twice today.
Yo, I even recanted because I thought that that album and that was trash. But, yo, listening to it next to some Today shit, actually, bro, I had a little bit of flows. But when you're coming off Nas, Illmatic, fucking Biggie
wait
shit.
Wait a second, so you can't say anything about me saying Slicey Eye if you said Nas.
Well, fuck that, because I had a,
Nas.
Yo, I grew up
Nas
with.
Nas, Illmatic.
Yo, I grew up with a kid named Nasser.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does, because I'm not used to saying Nasser, Nas.
I have a friend named Nassim.
Uh-huh.
I grew N-A-C. Up in Fort, I grew up with, no, it's N-A-S, N-A-S-I-M-E, or N-N-C.
It's NAC. If you're talking about Nassim Goyan,
is it
it's NACIME. Okay. We used to call, for fun, we used to call him Nakami. And he actually rapped by the name for a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Nakami.
He was
nigga.
Nakami. Oh, yeah.
That's funny because we used to call the nigga Nakami. Shout outs to Nassim fucking Nakami.
And I grew up in Forest Lawn and went to Forest Lawn High School when everybody was Lebanese. So I knew like 48 Nassirs. And,
okay.
And Nassers.
Okay, so what's your problem?
Dog, you are a hip hop. You are a hip hop scholar.
Yeah, but Nass was one of my best friends as a kid.
Okay, no, there's not any at any point you was like, oh Nass, Nass Illmatic.
Actually, I knew two Nasses.
Okay,
and they were both Nass, not Nas.
You know one Nas.
Hey man, I
even when you listen to Nas,
listen,
he says my name is Nas, Nasir, Nas. Nas.
I don't know, man. All I know about is fucking Nas and Tupac.
So
that's all I know, nigga. Like Nas and Tupac is how I say shit. It's how I'm exactly. Alright? So don't fuck with Pac and Nas, alright?
I'm telling you right now, we are a better comedy duo than motherfucking Penn and Teller or motherfucking the Who's on First motherfuckers.
Yeah, yeah,
we
are Abbott the best. Costello.
Abbott and Costello, we are the motherfuckers. We're better than motherfucking Ben and Jerry's.
Exactly, exactly.
www.iwantallthesmokepodcast.com. We have Cheer. The gear on there. We have the most latest episodes on there. And a wise man put me just talk to me about the website. And now when you go to the website, the very first thing is listen now. Go to the website, click the first button on there, and listen now. You can start from the beginning, you can start from the top, you can start from the middle, but anyways, listen.
And when you see me rocking these fucking fly neck gaiters and you want one, you know exactly where to go. Make sure you check out the website. We got the shop on there. We got all this shit. You see the free smoke bags, you like that. You see the neck gaiters and shit like that. If you want to let everybody know that you're bringing the smoke to motherfuckers nonstop like we do, make sure that you cop the gear.
Cop the
gear. You know what I mean? Unless you just don't, you ain't about it. You know what I mean? I get it, though. Some of y'all, you can't walk around with smoke on you because you don't fucking want the smoke.
You don't want heat.
You don't want none. You just want to fucking drink your little watered down drinks, your fucking candy apples and shit like that. If you want that real Henny, that fucking Appleton Estate, you better check the smoke gear. Rock it. Rock it now.
Listen, if you don't want to get the smoke, all we can say is because you don't want the smoke. www.iwantallthesmokepodcast.com. Don't forget Instagram _iwantallthesmoke. On Twitter, all the smoke pod. And you can find my partner in crime now at.
Yeah, check me out at Idolverse on all the platforms. You know what I mean? It's just straight Idol because that's who I am on Facebook. But Idolverse for everything else. We got a website coming soon. We got all that shit. You know what I mean? It's all going to be connected to the smoke. It's all about the smoke, niggas. So make sure you check me out. Instagram, Twitter, at Idolverse, Idolverse, whatever, however you do it on all the platforms, nigga. It's all one word.
It's
it's all one now.
That was beautiful.
I can say it drunk.
It fucked me up a little bit. It fucked me up a little bit because I remember I did like a push on something.
Uh-huh.
And I was like letting people know that we're going to be late or missing a week.
Yeah.
And I... On one push, I have idol _1, and on the other push, I put Idolverse, and it's only because Twitter doesn't let you edit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Twitter's a bitch like that. Like
Twitter, a hoe.
Instagram, you actually used to not be able to, too.
Did you?
Yeah, you couldn't edit your post. You had to actually repost it. Now they let you edit shit. Yeah, I like that.
Maybe it's just because your phone old.
Which reminds me,
I haven't dragged you all day. So
I feel you, but I am getting a new phone.
Are you staying with Android, though?
I'm thinking so.
My man.
Yeah, I don't see a reason to go to Apple now.
No. Plus, I am Will Hayes.
Plus, they slow your phone down on purpose.
Yeah, the what they call that?
Throttling.
Throttling and obsolescence.
Yeah, where they're just like, yo, they make your old shit run slower, so you have to get the new shit. Underhanded.
It's a good rule of thumb, 6 months after the next version of your phone comes out, don't do any more updates.
Oh, okay, because they're just because the new now updates is
planned
past
obsolescence.
You.
Planned obsolescence.
Planned obsolescence.
That's it. I remembered something smart, ladies and gentlemen. It's because I really haven't been drinking that much.
Exactly. Well, yeah, we still finished off the bottle. You know what I mean?
The bottle started.
He still
here.
Looks up in the air and he's just like, Salicy I.
Don't forget to watch Belly starring DMX and Nas.
Yeah, Nas, nigga. Nas.
Above the Rim starring Tupac Shaker.
Tupac Shaker. That's what I mean. Okay, so in the big East West beef, you could already tell
I would have
East
to be
nigga.
In front. If I was in front, no, listen,
I was
you know why
nigger,
it's worse?
So it was for sure Tupac Shakur.
You know why it's worse? Because if I say Salicy I and I'm wrong,
yeah,
it's it makes sense because I'm not enthralled, involved, or surrounded by that culture all the time. So I'm from an outsider looking in.
Did you just say John was one of your best friends?
Pardon?
Did you just say that, John? You kick it with him every day?
Yeah, but he's...
Straight Caribbean, Salicy I.
No, it's not Caribbean.
Don't make that face.
I'm making a face.
You know what it is.
You're lucky you didn't get a side. You're lucky you didn't get a side.
Why did I get a side?
And I didn't do the retard voice. You're lucky. Oh, shit. That's going to get us canceled.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
But anyways, you're lucky because at the end of the day, you are...
This nigga's throwing people retards out here.
Oh, wow.
Talking about Salicy I.
Wow.
Salicy.
Because you are fully... You are fully engulfed in hip hop culture. Fully.
But I'm fully engulfed in my. I'm fully engulfed in a lifelong friendship with my friend Nas.
You produce.
Like I don't know how you get a pass and I don't.
Because I'm not engulfed in the culture.
Okay, so this weekend, the next weekend that comes up when you fucking check out the Terror Twins on Twitch Saturday nights. Fucking DJ Vex Kobo and MC Willie Will. Watch this nigga fucking do some straight fucking. Thunderclaps when the Jamaican shit comes out.
Oh, you
out.
Know.
To act like
you
don't
know
want Salicy make... I now. It's like he doesn't know. Salicy. Salicy, nigga. That's how you greet a nigga with a Slurpee. You're just like, Salicy. You know what I mean? Like, fuck it.
Say well.
Salicy, I. Yeah.
I am Will Hayes on all social media platforms. If you're looking for me, if
sure
you're
is.
Not looking for me, forget about it. But, and I want to give a shout out to everybody that reached out, not going to say any names, but, if you do have any comments, anything like that, free smoke DDN, that's D as in dog, DDN at gmail.com. Free smoke DDN. If you want to reach out to us, don't forget we are on Facebook, everywhere else. Yeah. And we definitely dig the feedback. Thank you very much for everybody that's giving the positive feedback. It seems like that's all we're getting. So which is dope, but it kind of it's kind of limiting to us evolving, because we need to know there's some if there's some shit that we do that you don't like.
Yeah, exactly.
Let us know. Not saying that we're gonna change it. We might even start doing that shit more.
Exactly, just to piss you off. But still, constructive criticism does help the show get better. So please leave some sort of feedback on them shits when you're leaving a 5-star.
Most definitely. Apart from that, thank you very much, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you very much for everybody for listening. Next week, we are going to start bringing the video again.
Yeah.
I have nothing but time on my hands, so I'm going to start editing video again.
Okay.
So I guess that's it. Any shout-outs?
Nah, man. Pretty much shout-out to – well, no. As always, shout-out to everybody who listens, subscribes, drops likes, gives us reviews. It's reviews, right?
Yeah,
the 5-star reviews and shit like that. 5-star
reviews and everything like that.
And gives us good constructive criticism. Shout-out to all the people who fucking big us up and let us know that they like what we're doing. You know what I mean? That keeps us going for sure. So I just want to shout-out all those people.
Bless up. So with that, we out this motherfucker.
You think this is a game? This ain't a game. This is real life. I want all the smoke. The podcast that ain't afraid to speak the truth, motherfuckers.